Continues the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Omer Aleph, the last line. Omer Af Popi Mishmei Derove, Af Anon Amitanino. I learned similarly that Messiah Ein Boi Mamish. Zog the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Gimel, Omer Beis. That what Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Sus Mitame Al Yodov, meaning if a Zov is sitting on an animal, and the four Talisa is under the four legs of the animal, so you said that all of them are tahiris. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and that Rabbi Yossi says, Hasus is metam al yodov, meaning, if the zov is sitting on the sus, so the two front legs, yodov is called the two front legs, where the talises are, those are taki going to be metame. That's going to be metame. That's called noise of the zov. The chamor is al raglov. By the chamor, if the zov is sitting on the chamor, then the two talises in the back, the hind legs, those are considered raglov. It's metame what's under the hind legs. What's the reason? Shemish enes asus al yodov, meaning a sus is machbid, his weight, on the front legs. Meaning that is his ikka weight. On the older legs, it's taka not going to be tome. It's only the front ones, that's where he's mash enes, his weight. Mash enkein the chamor is al raglov. And over there, it's not al yodov, faker, it's dafka on the hind legs, not on the front legs. The Mishnah in Zoven has a faker to girsa that the sus is al raglov and the chamor is al yodov. And that's the going over in the Hagoyis Agro. He says the girsa is lehepech. And he explains the reason is because the sus is meant for riding. So for riding, the main koyach of the riding is dependent on the hind legs. And that's how the animal runs with. So it's not yodov, it's raglov. Mashing the chamor, the ikes for masui, for loading. For loading, the main koyach is necessary is the front legs, not the hind legs. So the chamor is takal yodov and not raglov. The koyach of lifting is in the yadayim, in the masui, and the koyach of running is in the raglayim, in the back ones. Now Rashi points out over here that this member of Rabbi Yossi, that it's mitar raglov, it's mitar yodov, is not like Rabbi Yossi, is not like the sugi before that we had Dalat Taliyah is tachas rak behema tahiris. Rabbi Yossi is saying clearly it's not tahiris. He's saying the front are tome or the back are tome. It depends if it's a sus or a chamor. But the Gemara's raya is as follows. In fact, the Gemara of Amai, why do we say that it's only betame the front and not the back? Only the back and not the front. Let the other ones be considered mesayeya. Hoka mesayeya bahadi adodi. Even though the main might be the front for loading, or the main might be the back for running, but the other ones are not worse than being meseyeya. So why shouldn't they not be considered metumah medrash als meseyeya? Zog mor lamishum damrinon meseyeya by mamish. So it's a raya, like we said, like Rav Chisda, the meseyeya ain't by mamish, and therefore the other two legs are not considered medrash azov, and that's where the tahir is. Zog du mor another raya omer avashi afanon amitanino. I likewise learned the meseyeya ain't by mamish. It says by the avodas kohuna that he has to stand on the ritzpo. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, ragle achas ala kli, ragle achas ala ritzpo. If one of the legs of the koyen b'shas davoida is on the floor on the ritzpo, and the other one is on the kli, or ragle achas ala even, ragle achas ala ritzpo, or if one of his feet are on an even and the other one's on the ritzpo. So the point is, it's not both legs are not on the ritzpo. So we say as follows: Royin, we look at it as follows. Kol shili not la kli v'tinot la even. If you would have removed the kli that's under one of the legs, or the even that's under one of the legs, and still yochalam the ragla achas, and the koyin can still stand on the other leg that's on the ritzpa, that's called he's standing on the ritzpa avidos aksheira. So that's considered that he did avodah without a chitzitza vim lav. But if he cannot stand on one leg, then avidos psula. Then we see that it's considered that he's doing the avodah standing on an even or standing on a kli. Nafrek dimar of amai. What's the problem? That it should be, if he could stand on one leg, avodas is ksheira. After all, at the end of the day, the other leg is misayeya, and that other leg is on an even or on a kli. Hoka misayeya badi adodi, it's helping out, and that second leg has a chatzitza under it. Zog mo lamishum damrinon, misayeya ein boi mamish. So teraya, misayeya ein boi mamish. And Rashi explains, in the whole sugi of chatzitza, he says that you need vishireis kachol echov halavim. It's a din of vishireis. Ho'oindim shti amidos kshar echov. It has to be an amida like shar echov. Other echov are oimed al ritzpo. If he's not oimed al ritzpo, it's not considered that he's that he's on the chitzpah at all. If he's not oymed with both gaglaim like other echov akahanim, then he's not oymed on the chitzpah. Not just the chatzitza, either because the chatzitza or pshat he's not kashar echov. So mele that would be the psul. And then the Gemara says, l'chara, even if he can stand on one leg, it's not worse than Messiah. So it must be Messiah and boy mamish. Now the din chatzitza is not midin min b'minoi, min b'she'ena minoi. Like Tosafot points out, that the Evan is min haritzpo and the Kli is not min haritzpo. So you have side the min b'she'ena minoi and side the min b'minoi. So the chisson is, it's not v'shires k'chol echov halavim. It's not an amida like echov halavim, and that's why it would be chisson, sign Evan and sign on Kli. So the maskonas ha'gemara is a raya, the Messiah ain't bo mamish. Zog the Gemara another raya, Messiah ain't bo mamish. Omar Ravino afanon amitani no bilunt in a braisa. Kibil b'yamin. If you mekabel the dam in the right hand, so that's the hand that's kosher for avoida, v'smoil mesayatoi, and the left hand that's posif avoida is Messiah, the right hand, so avadosek sheiro, it's kosher because it's only Messiah. V'amai, why should it be kosher? L'maisa, smoil is posil. Hoka Messiah badi adodi. L'maisa, the smoil, which is the psul, is Messiah to the right. L'amishum namrin Messiah ain't by mamish. Is the right Messiah ain't by mamish. Shmami no. From here we see clearly Messiah ain't by mamish. L'maisa, the halacha, the pois can bring, kuf pe gimel, that you're supposed to hold it with your right, even though Messiah ain't by mamish, so the left shouldn't stare me. So the Meiri Taka says over here that koisha brach, you have to be mahad to be a min without the siyu or the smoil, even though Messiah ain't by mamish, because it didn't hidur shaboy, even though Messiah ain't by mamish, you want to be mahad to be koisha brach to have it be a min. Now the person can kuf pe gimel Taka discuss legabe what could the smoil do if you're mekabel be a min. Zok the Gemara Vayta Omar Mar. Zeh yochol v'zeh yochol, gamei mechayev, Rameh was mechadish, that even zeh yochol v'zeh yochol is mechayev. The only time you potter is zeh oike v'zeh meniach. But zeh yochol is chayev. Frek di gemori bayelu. According to Rameh that says zeh yochol is chayev, what's the shear that you need for each individual? Zok di gemori bayelu, be'inon shear lezeh v'shear lezeh, meaning we know that different melachas have different shearim. For itzor is a shear, for ksiv is a shear. When you have shnayim shosua bezeyochov bezeyochol, do you have to have a shear for each one individually, or oidilma shearach lekulam? They can both have one shear for both of them. They don't have to have a special shear each one individually. Now Tosafot right here warns that why is this a suffix only in Ramey that says zeyochov bezeyochol is chayiv? You can ask the same question in Rabbi Yehuda that says that zeini yochov zeini yochol is chayiv. We go like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Any yochol is chayiv. So the question is it shir echad lekulam or is it shir echad ben kulam? So Tosafot says, Teme l'rach, damai boi la libid rameya, umatzim l'baye bozeh, any yochol is any yochol libid Rabbi Yehuda, dekayim asiz kavosei. So Tosafot wants to say it's taka tos, v'gasin on omar mar. It's not ze yochol ze yochol. It's tam omar mar ze eni yochol ze eni yochol. And on that the Gemara is a question: binon shir lechol echad or shir echad lekulon. Now, then Tosafot wants to say that the reason why it says the suffix in Reb Meir in ze yochol ze yochol, because if it's eni yochol, it's not mistavra that there's not a shear for both of them. Because since it's any yochol, it's very heavy, so it must have the shear that you need, let's say, for the item for itzah, because it's very heavy. So the chari, it's large, then it has a shear for each one. So that's, it wouldn't be a suffix by any yochol. So Tosafot, v'oimari den limcha kasvarim, b'shum zeh, dodo loy nokad zeh ni yochol, b'shum de ein regilas b'ein yochol shleh b'shir l'chol echot v'echot. Now the truth is, by Lamosh, by Melechas Tzeda, it's very hard to close the door. So two people are closing the door, but there's only one tzvi inside. There's only one tzeda that's taking place. So you don't have a shir l'chol echad v'echad. The shir is tzad animal. There's only one animal in there. So you have to say that it would be oy bazoy. It's talking about two animals. That would be the suffix. Do you have to have two animals, or is one animal enough? It's not totally an eni yochel. It could be very hard to do. It's eni yochel of adoy that still wouldn't answer that for sure. There's a shir l'chol echad because there's one animal in there. That's what Tosafot feels at the end, that legirs is rachik lememar, the man, the boy, shil, chol echod, yoimar, the tzvishen nichnas, lav davka echod, el kloima shnaim. Now, in the etzim sofik agamora, do you need a shil, chol echod, or shir echod, le kulam is enough? So, the achronim want to explain, Rabbi Chonin, Kovit Shurim, above a comment, wants to say that what's the yisoida dover is, do we look at that each person is doing the ganse maisa? So, in Mela, it's considered shir echod, le kulam will be enough. Or pshat is no, each one is only doing a chatzi maisa. So mainly you need a shir lezeh lezeh. That's one way of learning the suffix.
Other achrayim want to say though, Samech and Hashmotis and Hichas Gneva, he wants to say the pshat is, the Safik Gufa is if one shear could be Mechayev two different Chatois for two different people. One shear is being Mechayev for two Bnei Odom, that is a Safik, could one shear be Mechayev two Chatois. So again, Zok Dugmogi Bailu, Be'inon shear lezeh v'shear lezeh, Oy Dilma shear echad lekulon. Zok Dugmogi Rav Chizde v'Rav Amnuna, there's a machloikas. Chad Omar shear lezeh v'shear lezeh, and each one needs an individual shear. V'chad Omar, that shear echad lekulon. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa Mishmei the Rove, I'll bring you a raya that is shir echad lekulon. Afanon ametanino, meaning we learned hayoyishav agabe mito. We learned legabe the din of a zov that's sitting on a mito. The arba talisois and the four talios that tachas abaragli amito. So it's tmeios because if a bed cannot stand on three legs, so each of the legs is needed, and that's noise of the zov. Zog demo, why? Like we're saying, because ain't you chayla lamed al sholosh, and mita cannot be oimed al sholosh. Now, frek the gemara v'amai, why should the talis be tomei, even though you only have one zov sitting on the mita, liboy shir ziva lezeh v'shir ziva lezeh, meaning, you have to have that it's being machbid rubish al zov. So, every talis needs a shir ziva lezeh v'shir ziva lezeh. So, ibezo, you should have four zovim being metame the four talios. Every talis is not having, doesn't have a shir ziva. There's one zov, so the shir ziva should be for every talis. So we see clearly that shir echad lekulon is enough. Zog ma lamishum namrinon shir echad lekulon is a raya. Shir echad lekulon is enough. So within legabe hoitza shir echad by shnayim shasu is enough. Zog duma another raya. Om Rav Nachman by Yitzchok afano namitanino. Tzvi shenichnas lebayis. Oh, this is what Tosis brought. If you have a tzvi that goes into a home, v'nol echod befonov, and one person shuts the door, so mele the tzvi can't leave. So that's called the melechas tzeda. So he's chayev for being tzad the animal. Now, let's say one person can close the door himself, but another person helps him with the doing it. V'nol ushnayim. If let's say two people shut the door together, so then pturin, so they're potter. That sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. That yizeh yochol v'zeh yochol. So it's pturin, shneim pturin. So we are also, each one can shut the door, so it's not considered a ma'aseh tzeda. Like Rashi says, v'rab yudu de pota b'shneim yecholim. However, shteit lo yochol echad linol, if let's say one person can't shut the door on his own, it's heavy, v'nolu shneim and two did it together, so then chayovin, because then it's considered zeini yochol v'zeini yochol. Eini yochol v'eini yochol, Rabbi Yehuda holds chayev. And Reb Shimon Taka holds Zayin Yochav Zayin Yochav's potter. Reb Shimon over there argues and says that by Shnayim Shosua by Yitzeda Svi is Taka Pturin. By Zayin Yochav Zayin Yochav. Zog the Gemara v'amai, why they chayiv by Shnayim when it's Zayin Yochav Zayin Yochav, libo yeshir tzeda lezeh v'shir tzeda lezeh. Meaning, how do you have a shir tzeda for two people? The Chayiv one Svi is through two people. So lechayr it's felt in shir tzeda. You should have two tzvi's in there. Lamishum damrinon shiach lekulam. Is the Rashi shiach lekulam is enough? Now Rashi says from here, from Rabbi Yehuda Shita with Nishmal Rameya, because the gears of the Gemara was that according to Rameya that says zayochol v'zayochol is chayev, do you need shiach lekulam or not? So you nishma from Rabbi Yehuda to Rameya. But if you take a gears like the other gears that the Tosafot brings, that the shaila is not necessarily in Rameya, the shaila is Rabbi Yehuda, so it's very geshmak. The Gemara is being arrived from Rabbi Yehuda himself that ze in yochol v'zayin yochol is take a chayev, even though it's shiach lekulam. So we see shiach lekulam is enough. Zog the Gemara another raya, Omer Avino, Afano Namitanino, Hashutvin Shegonvu Vitovchu. If you have Shutvin together, they were going to Behema and they were Teveach the animal, Chayovin, they have to pay Dalet Vehei for Tvicha Mechira. Zog the Gemara Vamai, why the Chay for the Tvicha? Libo Yeshir Tvicha Lezeh, Yeshir Tvicha Lezeh. Look, it's one animal, they're Shechting. So how do you have a Shir Tvicha Lezeh, Shir Tvicha Lezeh? You have two Shutvim doing one Maisa Tvicha. So we see Sheach Lekulam is enough. Lamishum Damrinon, Sheach Lekulam. Now Tais Radio points out the Raya is from Tvicha, because Tvicha is one animal. Mashing from Gneva, from the Reisha Lemotzilim Ifrach. The Osam Leboy Shir, the Tashlume Kefal Noig, Bechol Dove, Bechol Shu. You know, it's over there, it's not the Pshat that you don't have a Shir Gneva and it's Sheach Lekulam. Because Shir Gneva, Tashlume Kefal, is Noig Bechol Dove, Bechol Shu. So mainly you have a Shir automatically for each one of them. You have a Shir Lechalech Ve'echot. Kvegovin Gilin Shas Bavons from Bavakam Samach Gimel that you need a Dove Mesuyim. By Dove Shayna Mesuyim, maybe there won't be a Chiyav Kefal. So maybe this is a Shiach Lekulam because it's not a Dove Mesuyim. So maybe it might be a Rai from the Reisha too. Sagt die Gemara another raya, wo Omer Rav Ashi, afanon amitanino, steht in der Breise, schneim schoi zu, kone shel gardi. If two people carry out a kone shel gardi, which is a kone that's used for weaving, chayovin de chayv on the hoitzo, v'amai, why they both chayov, liboy shir hoitzo lezeh, v'shir hoitzo lezeh, l'chayr it's felt in shir, it's only one kone. Must be shir, echel lekulam is sufficient. La mishum dam rinon, must be shir echel lekulam. Sagt die Gemara, no, mechateisa the shear of the corner of the guy doesn't have a shear lechalechot. Dilma, we're talking about the isbek de la vashel be'e kala lezeh u'be'e kala lezeh. Meaning, why do we say that the chisaron isn't shiurim? A corner is k'de la vashel be'e kala, and you can cook two eggs with this corner, so it's k'de la vashel be'e kala lezeh lezeh. So it's hasaka. It's not for gardi, for weaving. It's for hasaka. You can use this corner. So mainly you have a shiur lecholechot. There's no raya. Zok d'umoge im kain lashmin on corner de alma. If that's what it's coming to tell me, that it's isbe k'de la vashel be'e kala, so why does it say corner shel gardi? Must be it's not the inyan. Hasoka. It's the Indian Melechas Gardi. Zogma Maishno de Gardi. What happens if we're talking about Levashel? So why is it mentioned Kanishal Gardi? So the fact that it's Kanishal Gardi is must be that we're talking about Shir Echel Kulam. Because Shir for Kne Gardi, it's not two Shirim. So we see Shir Echel Kulam is both is enough. So Gemara v'dilma de isbek de lag mapalazeh, k'de lag mapalazeh. What's the raya? Maybe the takachai, because it's enough to be oirik for each person, a Shir mapa. So the Gemara Taka says, no raya from this, ela mehol leka lemishma mino. Zog the Gemara, toni tane kameder av Nachman, shnaim sheitzu akona shel gardi pturin, v'reb shimon mechayev. So it says over here that two people take a kona shel gardi a potter, and reb shimon is mechayev. Frek Gemara, klapi laya? What are we saying over here? We're saying the opposite. Reb Shimon holds that even Zaini Yochel is potter by Shnayim Shoytzu. Reb Shimon in the Mishnah argues. Reb Shimon says that he argues on Reb Yudin, and he says Reb Shimon poiters yet three miyutim, that even Zaini Yochel is also potter. So how could Reb Shimon suddenly be mechayev by Shnayim Shoytzu or Konash Gardi? Forget about the shiurim. The whole din of Shnayim Shoytzu according to Reb Shimon is potter. So Zagdamo Klapilaya Ela Ema. Tanakama holds Chayovin and Reb Shimon is poiter. Tanakama holds Chayovin because Koneshel Gardi is Chayovin is because we're talking about either Shir Echel Kulam is enough or specifically Yesh Kedei Larig Mapelazeh. But Reb Shimon is Taka poiter. It's irrelevant if it's Kedei Shir Lecholechot Ve'echot even because Shnaim Shasua Reb Shimon Pat is even by Zayin Yochel Ve'Zayin Yochel. That Zok Taisus. We're talking about a kone kovid. The havel is zayni yochel, zayni yochel. Because Reb Shimon Tak holds his potter, because zayni yochel, Reb Shimon holds his also potter, even in such a case, where Tanakama holds chayev. Zog the Mishnah hamoitzi oichlim pachas mikashir. If someone takes food out on Shabbos less than the shear, prescribed shear, that we know that we have an all different oichlim, let's say a gregaris. Bekli, if he takes the oichlim out in a kli, so potter afala kli. Then you put it even on the kli, even though the kli is a shear. But lemaisa sha kli tfeleloi. The kli is tofel to the food item that you're taking, and the food item is lacking the shear, so you put it even on the kli. So the bir hadover, rishonim much and achronim, the Tosfos says the pshat is, because my machshav is on the oichel. So memela the kli, it's like chisorin and melech's machsheves. The kli is tofel to the oichel. So memela I'm put it even on the kli, because it's felt in melech's machsheves on the kli. As always stated in Piskei Rid, Lemaisa, the Bchonon Kovet Shurim in Beya, he says the pshat is because the kli is bottle klapi the ikka maisa that you're doing. I'm taking out hoitzas oichlin. So the kli is bottle to that maisa, the ikka maisa, smell your potter even on the kli. Not as machlekes we shown him, if this din is dafka by oichel that needs the kli, so Mela, the Kli is bottled to the Oichel that needs it. So Mela, if it's lacking in Shir and the Oichel, you put on the Kli also? Or no? Even if the Oichel does not need a Kli, you don't need the Kli to hold that Oichel. Still, you're going to be put on the Kli because the Kli is Tveleloi. I in the Ramam and Raivin, Shabbos, Perek Yudches, Halach Chavches, and the Magen Mishnah over there, Legabe, if you're talking about Dafka, that Kli Tzorichloi, or Kli is Ein Tzorichloi. Zog the Mishnah Vaita, Sachai Bemito. If you take out a chai b'mito, and by a chai is the din of chai noises atzmoi, so you put on the chai, so put af al amita, likewise. Sha'amita tfeleloi, the mita is tofel to the chai, you put on the chai, because noises atzmoi, so you put on the mita also. es a meis b'mita, mashenken a meis, which is not nois as atzmoi, so then chayev. Then you chayev on the meis, because the meis is not nois as atzmoi. V'chein kezayis min a meis. If you're taking out a kezayis from a meis, zogt Rashi, you chayev on the hoitzois kezayis, since a kezayis, hoyel u'metame, hoitzoch shuvahi, since a kezayis of a meis is metame, it's considered a choshev hoitzoh, lahatzel atzmoi min a tumah, in order to remove tumah away from this bias. So, v'chein kezayis min ha-meis, u'kezayis min ha-nevela, u'kadosha min ha-sheretz, the shir ha-dosha is what's metama by sheretz, so chayev. All of these, it's yechayev, even if the melacha she'en tzich legufa. I don't need the goof of the melacha, but l'mais it's a tzach shuvah, yechayev on that hoitzah. On that, Reb Shimon poita, because Reb Shimon holds that even on a ganze meis, you're going to be potter if you might from the bias, because melacha she'en tzich legufa, kung to Reb Shimon is potter. Zogt Rashi, Reb Shimon poita. Afilu b'mei sholem. Da'ava melocha she'ni tzicha legufa. It's a chesson a melocha she'ni tzicha legufa. It's not constructive. I don't need the mace out be'etzim. V'chol melocha she'ni tzicha legufa ala l'salka me'ol of all I want is the mace away from here. Ha'ava melocha she'ni tzicha legufa. De b'tzoyna le'boloi. I don't need the mace. It's not like I need the mace for something. So me'le b'tzoyna, I don't need the mace in the first place here. V'loi yotzoych lo. Hilkaf, zogt Rashi, lav meleches machsheves hil Reb Shimon. Rashi says, yesoidin, meloch she'en tzich legufa, so according to Reb Shimon, it's not called meleches machsheves. Meloch she'en tzich legufa makes it that it's not a meleches machsheves, and that's where you're potter. Tosis later on, Daf Tzadi Daled, Tosis argues, and he says that the reason why you're potter meloch she'en tzich legufa is because not doyme to meleches ha-mishkan. Meleches ha-mishkan, whatever they did, was for that purpose. They were tzad achilozen because they take out the dye. They weren't tzad anochosh because they don't want it to bite you. That's kamloch she'en tzich legufa. When they did something, they were moitziit for using that, not stam to take it out. So that's the chisor in the mloch she'en tzich legufa. It's not dumi the mlechsa mishkin. So it comes out of Yisuris, the kamachlokes in the Mishnah, Tanakame is Rabbi Yehuda holds mloch she'en tzich legufa is chayev, and the Pshimon holds mloch she'en tzich legufa is potter, and that's how we take a paskan aloch. We paskan like the Pshimon, mloch she'en tzich legufa is potter. We'll stop over here by the bottom of the Omid, Tzadi Gimel, Omid Beis, by the beginning of the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan.